Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Real Talk for Real People. My name is Brother Yam Suf Arif. And yes, there will be a harvest at an appointed time, but I don't know. The Most High don't have a hotline with me. So be that as it may, I do the best I can with what I got. Truth be told. We have been doing our studies in the book of Jeremiah, the crying prophet, and we went on to Lamentations, giving his perspective and descriptive of what he saw at that point in time and just to position it to the time we're in 2020 and so on and so forth. And those descriptions are somewhat descriptive of so many of us today as I speak. Not only at that point in time and the sacking of Jerusalem by the Babylonians and the Chaldeans, the descriptive of us as a people, right on point when it comes to us today, as I speak. And you will see, and I will point those things out to you. But I want to share with you a bit of information. Right after Lamentations, and we got a couple of more chapters, and we'll be through with it tomorrow, most high willing, and we will go right into the book of Daniel. Daniel was a youth taken into captivity by the Babylonians. And from his youth perspective and what he did in that captivity, how he comported himself, and how his relationship with the Most High and his relationship with the other nation. And surely it can give us some perspective also in his captivity. Daniel made the best he can with what he had. Unlike some of us. He didn't stand on the street corners and point the fingers at the Babylonians. No, he did the best he could with what he had. And so that's what we do. We do the best we can with what we got until the Most High comes along and offers a better plan. Do I listen to my contemporaries? Oh, no, come on, now stop it. No, I have the word of the Most High. I have the word of the Most High, and he shows me examples. He shows me inference, suggestions, and so on and so forth by virtue of it. Why would I want to listen to the grasshoppers when I can listen to the masters, how they sojourn in their captivity, And so we will go on into the book of Daniel, and we will see the who, what, when, where, and how, as to how one of our brothers, a young fellow, in captivity by the Babylonians, how he comported himself, his relationship with the Most High, as I said, his relationship with another nation under the captivity which he was under. Okay? And one more thing. We will be gathering together, sojourning together, a summer together, August the 6th, the 14th through 16th, in the Marriott Airport in St. Louis, Missouri. I've already made my reservations. I will be there, most I will. I'm looking forward to seeing some brothers and sisters I've never met before. I'm looking forward to the camaraderie. I'm looking forward to iron sharpen iron. I'm looking forward to doing the best I can, who I can, with what I got. And I hope you, if you have the means and opportunity to do so, I hope you join with us in St. Louis, Missouri at the Marriott Airport. And let us get together. Let us do the best we can with what we have. Let us love on one another, support one another, encourage one another. And let us sharpen each other's iron. We're sort of blunted, so to speak. So let us not get together just simply for the sake of getting together. Let us get together to do something constructive and a positive. Encourage, motivate, and do some other things along the way. Again, St. Louis, Missouri, the Marriott, Airport Marriott, August the 14th through the 16th. I've already made my reservation. I hope you made yours. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Having some constructive and positive conversation with my own kind, whom I awoken, who knows what's up, knows what's happening, and certainly looking to know what to do about it. All righty? So get your book of Lamentations out. Let's get busy. Chapter 4, the perspectives of Yemyahu. And what he saw at that time. And yes, we can juxtaposition it to 2020. We hadn't changed that much. Are you ready? Let's get busy. Alas, the gold is dull. We have become dulled. Debased, the finest gold. The sacred gems are spilled at every street corner. Precious children of Zion, once valued as gold, alas, they are counted as earthen pots, the works of a potter's hand. Now, he is using an example here. Even jackals offer the bread and suckle their young. But my poor people have turned cruel. As we can see on Food's Book when we go there often, I see the cruelty of our people, especially when it comes to one another. They simply seek out one another not to encourage love and support and do the best they can with what they have. Some seek out each other to show how smart they are, and some seek out each other to cuss, fuss, and fight with, and some, if it results to it, sometimes kill you. That's the cruelty that we have been debased to, especially if your thinkers are not right. And what I mean by if your thinkers are not right, that means if you are leaning to your own understanding, thus your thinkers are not right. You tend to do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to. And you better be doing it right along with me. That's when you know someone's thinker is broken. Oh, it's true. They're rather cruel, the way they talk to one another, so-called brothers and sisters, talking to one another. I mean, I don't get it. Yes, I do, because I know. That's why I get it. And I hope you get it too. So the next time, perhaps, you're on social media, and you see the goings on of our brothers and sisters who's supposed to love one another, encourage one another, promote one another, lift each other up, and so on and so forth, and they have become degrading and cruel, well, you know the reason why, okay? Yemyahu saw this. He saw this, and he had a bird's eye view of it, and juxtaposition it to this time. We see the same type of behavior among us. It's in the DNA. If you don't get your mind right, and what I mean by that is this. Stop leaning to your own understanding and trust in the Most High in all your ways and let the Most High direct and order your steps. You'll become a rather cruel sort of person, a rather poor imitation of what you should be. So if you're going to do that and you're coming to St. Louis, Missouri to be with us, don't come, because we're not like trying to be like that. We humble people. We loving people. We brothers and sisters who try to lift each other up, encourage each other, sharpen each other, and so on and so forth and whatnot. That is the reason why we're getting together in St. Louis, Missouri. Not to be cruel and mean toward one another. No, we know better than that. And you know why we know better than that? Because we don't lean to our own understanding. We trust in the Most High in all our ways. That's every way. That's how we know how to be better brothers and sisters toward one another. Although we may disagree sometimes. We know how to do so lovingly. Do you? Okay. Good if you do. I'm sorry if you don't. Let me continue in the reading. As I said, Yemyahu had a bird's eye view of our DNA. And just to position it to 2020, we have a bird's eye view. Now, you know what I'm saying. And it says, but my poor people have turned cruel. Ostrich is a mean bird of the desert. The tongue of the sucklings cleave because they ain't got no nourishment. Like we leave our children today in 2020 unnourished in so many ways. Not only physical hunger, but hunger, universally speaking, every facet of our lives, I use tongues cleave to the palate because we don't feed them. We don't feed them like they should be fed. To its palace for thirst. Little children beg for bread, and none give them a morsel. Get on out of here. Get your little behind. I see folks in the store with their little babies. Talk are very cruel and harsh to you. Better get your so and so. I said, ooh, never did talk like that to my babies. You know, I didn't spank their legs or what. You know, I didn't try to hurt them. And I certainly try to talk bad to. I ain't bad talk my babies. No, I seen folk call their babies so many bad words, boy. I said, ooh, wait, you so and so, sap mouth, duck walking, lip flapping, you, I said, whoa, the press, what is wrong with y'all? Getting back to the reading. Those who feasted on dainties lie in the street. Those who were reared in paper, the nobles, have embraced refuse cups. They eat not the dark. The gift of my poor people exceeds the iniquity of Sodom. We had got like Sodom and Gomorrah. Exceeded the iniquity of Sodom. You know, Sodom, at one point, the Most High called for it. And we had exceeded that point. And see, when brothers and sisters who lie to themselves and to each other, just to position it to 2020, don't see even now as I speak in 2020, some of us have still exceeded the point of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's in the DNA. And if you don't get you a new thinker, you wake up, you just going to be like that. You just in frozen animation. Some of y'all just frozen animation. You woken up and you ain't got no better. Oh, it's. I see it often on social media, on Facebook. I see them claiming to be children of the Most High, but their character is so low, I can't tell them from the Sodomites, the Gomorrites. The things they said to one another leaves me aghast, leave me shocked, speechless. I imagine Yemyahu, Jeremiah, felt the very same way. And I imagine you listeners, playing with. You know why? Because you ain't broke. You ain't leaning to your own understanding. That's a good thing. Let me continue in my reading. The guilt of my poor people exceeded the iniquity of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment without a hand striking it. The Most High did. Her elect was pure than snow, whiter than milk. Their limbs were ruddier than pearl. Their bodies were like sapphire. Now their faces are blacker than soot. They are not recognized in the street. They have become emancipated. Our brothers and sisters, they were fine and dandy. They were striking. But you couldn't even, Nimyahu said, I can't even recognize them. And just to position it to 2020, some of our brothers and sisters are unrecognizable too, aren't they? Just listen to them. You know what I'm saying. Their bodies, their skin is shriveled on their bones. It has become dry as wool. Both were the slain of the sword than those slain by famine. They were dissipated by famine. Who pined away as though wounded, like of the fruits of the field, with their own hands. Listen to this. Listen to this. Own hands, tender-hearted women, kind women, have cooked their babies. Such became their fare. In the disaster of my poor people, a bird's eye view, and we have a bird's eye view in 2020, the way our tender-hearted, kind women have been reduced to mistreating, abusing, and sometimes dominating their children. Our men have been reduced to be abrasive, cruel, and sometimes hitting our women, our sisters. I'm talking about their men of the Most High, mighty men. No, you mighty low man. You ain't no mighty man. Don't get it twisted, okay? The apple fall far from the tree if you in suspended animation and you just woke up doing the same thing. Oh, it's true. The Most High vented all his fury, poured out his blazing wrath. He kindled a fire in Zion, which consumed its foundations. The kings of the earth did not believe, nor any of the inhabitants of the world. Man, for real? How did you do Jerusalem? Oh, no. Jerusalem? No, man. For real? For real. The foe our adversary, that foe, our adversary, could not enter. It was just, Yahweh had a bird's eye view. He said it was just so, even foe and adversaries seem inner because of the horrible, despicable situation that our brothers and sisters were left in. The eating bodies of babies, the emancipated bodies of brothers and sisters, the stench, the filth. Justin position to 2020, ain't much change in these ghettos. Not much at all. The emancipation, this filth by what we eat. Some people sucking on them shrimps and lobsters and thinking they eat a delicatessy. They sucking on that hog maw and fat and think they in hog heaven. Much hadn't changed now, is it? Let me continue on in my reading. The gates of Jerusalem, that foe and adversary is at, It said that foe and adversary could enter. The foes and adversaries could enter the gates of Jerusalem because of the situation. It was for the sin of her people that the walls were breached. The iniquities of her people that the walls were breached. Who had shed in her midst the blood of the just. Yes, they mistreated and abused brothers and sisters and prophets and whatnot. Look at 2020. Look at Fool's Book. The social media, from suspended animation to right back to doing the same nonsense that got us here, blaming everybody else instead of looking in our own back doors. Suspended animation. And he goes on to say what happened. The iniquities of a priest who had this, for the sins of her prophets, the iniquities of a priest who had shed in her midst, Jerusalem, the blood of the just. They wandered blindly through the streets, defiled with blood, so that no one was able to touch their garments. And at that time, they said, "Away, unclean!" People shouted at them, "Away, touch me not." As that has been reduced to, from the bird's eye view of Yemyahu. So they wondered and wondered again. For the nation had resolved, they shall stay no longer. They didn't want us there. The nation had resolved. Got to get them out of here. They got to move out the neighborhood. Just like in 2020. Don't nobody want us in their neighborhoods too. Stay away, unclean. Always true. The Most High countenance has turned away from them. The Most High left them. We don't want to get it. I got to move out of here. He will look on them no more. They showed no regard for priests, no favor to elders. Look at us in 2020, suspended animation, and woke up doing the same low-down, low-life, the dirty thing. No favor for the elders. Even now, our eyes pined away in vain for deliverance. As we waited, still we wait. For a nation that cannot help. They can't help y'all. Steps were checked. They checked every, look at them. We got them in check. They could not walk We could not walk in our squares. Our doom is near. Our days are done. Alas, our doom has come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles in the sky. They chased us in the mountains, lay in wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of life, of our life, the Most High is anointed, was in their traps. And in whose shadow we had thought to live among the nations. Rejoice and exalt, fair Edom, or our kinfolk within it. Our kinfolk within it too. They would have a good time. Yeah. Got tricks out of here. Couldn't stand them anyway. I know I'm kin to them, but that's all right. Y'all can't stand them over there. Oh, that one hiding behind the bush over there. They were in too. They was in on the conspiracy too. And they still in on the conspiracy. Rejoice and exalt, fair Edom. Have your laugh, 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 chuckle, chuckle, hee hee, ha ha ha. But I got something for you. Who dwell in the land of us. You too. The cup shall pass. You're going to get your time. You shall get drunk and expose your nakedness. Everybody going to see your dirt. Sound like some things happened over 2020 here. Well, let me continue my reading. Your iniquity, fair Zion, is expedited. He will exile you no longer. There will be a point in time when that's over, and we will be exiled no longer. But your iniquity, fair Edom, he will note and he will uncover your sins. What it's saying is this. Let me break it down to you like you 4 years old. What comes around, goes around. So when you laugh, laugh, hee, hee, ha, ha, chuckle, chuckle, that one behind the bush there, or that one running out of my gym, or that one in my backyard hiding in the hay bin, your time going to come too. So you're listening to Real Talk for Real People. My name is Brother Yamsu Farid. We got one more chapter. Tomorrow, we will conclude the Book of Lamentations, the bird's eye view of Yemyahu, and juxtaposition to the bird's eye view of our people today. In frozen animation, awakening, and doing the very same thing. Some of them. Leaning to their own understanding and not trusting the Most High in all their ways and let him direct and order their steps. And they're still a hot mess. It's true. I'll be right back. Join with us right after Brother Moray Cartrio, because we like to give you a double deck of cake and put some icing on top. That's what we do, because we love you. We're your friend. Even though the truth is hard, sometimes you got to suffer it, okay? And then make some changes in your own backyard. That's all we saying. Get yourself, get your mind right. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and think that's going to suffice. It never did then, and it don't do now. Oh, it's true. Let me bring my brother on. He's going to clarify some more things for you. Brother Moray Cartrio, may the Most High bless you, my brother and friend. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Most High Yah, the Holy One of Israel, Brother Yasu Fari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend.
Okay, man, another powerful chapter. You can see the prophet Yirmiyahu, he's really breaking us down. And when you read this chapter, right, you use the process of elimination. What other nation on earth is this describing? Is there another nation on earth?
You know who it's describing, bro. I looked in the mirror. I said, there he is. That's one of them.
And that's the thing. That's the thing we got to do, look in the mirror, because he's breaking us down like we 4 years old. But there's a spirit inside of him that's showing us how to win back favor with Yah. He keeps dropping hints. And if we're wise enough, we'll pick them up. But it's important for us to look at the different interpretations of these chapters, because your book reads different from mine, because they left out some key things in your book that my book uncovered. I'm going to go through it real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
It says, how the gold has become dim, how the most fine gold has changed. The stones of the sanctuary lie scattered at the head of every street. Now, who's that talking about? He's talking about the sons. He's talking about us. And even though they're cast out,
they still on the street corners.
And you know what? Y'all still sees them as gold, right?
Exactly.
Maybe the people don't see us as gold, but y'all sees us as gold. And it don't matter that gold been buried for 1,000 years. Gold is still gold. You can't destroy gold, can you?
Be told.
He says, the precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold. Not just gold, but fine gold, the highest quality gold. What's that, 24 carat and up?
Yep, 24 and up.
So we should regard each other in that way, that Yah sees us as fine gold. But
bingo,
because of our sins,
bingo,
and our transgressions and our iniquities, how they are esteemed as earthen pots. Yes, the work of a potter's hands, which you could just toss out on the street corner and break up in little bit pieces, and somebody going to sweep you up and throw you in the garbage, right? An earthen potter. Even the jackals offer the breasts. They're nursing their young. Yet the daughters of my people has become cruel, like ostriches in the wilderness. Like you said, you ain't got to lay the rap sheet out on your sisters, young sisters today. How they curse at their children, try to treat their children like they're, you know, their friends. They're not giving them the discipline that a mother should give their child. So we become cruel. Our women have become cruel. The tongue of the infant cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The child begs for bread, but no one divides it for them. So, yeah, we on these government checks, and we ain't producing our own food. So basically we're begging for bread from our oppressors.
Our enemies. Our enemies. Keep it real. Our enemies.
Well, oppressor is an enemy. Somebody oppressing you, that's an enemy. If you don't know that, you in trouble.
You don't be told. Hey, that's what I was telling folks about. What I was telling, you know, interrupt you for a minute. I posted on Foosbook about Michael Nutter, the ex-Philadelphia mayor. Remember, I called you and I was talking about, hey, talking about us. When you attack it, I say a real slave. When you attack, master, the house burning, the house is burning. No, Mayor Michael Nutter, we not talking about you. We talking about Mayor Bloomberg, who instituted the policy of frisk and slam up against the wall. And no, I don't forgive him, okay? I don't forgive him by mistreating my brother. And what Bloomberg ought be doing is contacting every brother and sister that was affected by that policy and ask we each him individually. Hey, will you forgive what I did? They put dope on you. They put some guns on you, whatnot, you know. But that went along with the policy. You got locked down, but you know that's part of doing business. You know how it go. No, I don't know how it go. No, I don't forgive you, brother. I don't turn the other cheek. I ain't one of them kind.
And believe me, I'm a victim of that stop and frisk stuff. I live here in New York. Your man had that going on for 12 years. And you know what? Giuliani was worse than him. But
yeah,
that's
I know.
Another story for another day. Giuliani was worse than Bloomberg. But that's another story for another day. But we get to that in here. This brother who's a mayor talking about we. Yeah, Jeremiah addresses that. We're going to come to it. Watch.
Right.
The Most High said, for the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom, which is overthrown in a moment, and no hands were wrung for her. So what degree does Yah have mercy for us if our sins were worse than Sodom and Gomorrah? And we walk around here talking about we're superior to other people. No, we should be destroyed, just like he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. But for some reason, Yah got that love for us, and he's always given us a chance to get it right.
Exactly.
So the seventh verse says, her princes were purer than snow, whiter than milk. And when they say whiter than milk, ain't nobody on the earth that's whiter than milk. And that only means impurity in spirit.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Now it goes into the description of how they look. It says their bodies were more ruddy than rubies, their appearance like sapphire. What does ruddy rubies and sapphire got to do with milk?
Mm-hmm.
So the outer appearance is going into more description of how they look. The eighth verse says their form is blacker than coal. You said something about soot.
Blacker than soot. Right, blacker than soot.
Yeah. But that's describing the people. Black, like coal. They are not recognized in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their body. They have become as dry as wood. They must have had crack and heroin back in them days. And I know walking the street looking like zombies. And you know they had opium back in them days. Huh?
They had to have something to look like
that. To be looking like that. And you know, our people, you know, we focus on when you come out dry and ashy. You know, other people don't worry about how dry they are. No, we the ones who become dry like wood, dry as wood. What color is wood?
Yeah.
What color is wood?
Brown.
Okay. Okay. Those killed by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger, for they pine away, stricken for want of the fruits of the field. So you'd rather die than die of starvation and slow death. You rather the sword take you out right away. Boom. Gone. But you starving. Mm. And you see people starving. Oh, man. Starvation is one of the worst ways to die.
Yeah, I see a lot of, a whole lot of them just like the same way. Like I said, bro, it's suspended animation. You got crackheads running around here, hair running, addicted folk running around here. And they rather go out like that.
And when you think of people who are starving, what image comes to your mind automatically? Showing European people. You see what's going on in Sudan, Ethiopia, and those places. Our people still over there. They ain't never left. But the Most High poured his fury out on us. And it's the way we live in. What we're going through is evidence of Yah's fury. No other nation is going through what we're going through, which is evident. We always turn to Deuteronomy 28, but Lamentation lays us out just as explicitly as Deuteronomy 28. It says, Yah has fulfilled his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundation. So our foundations are devoured, right?
Right.
And we're trying to put back the pieces as if we could put it back together ourselves. They had a poem, Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had
Humpty
a great
Dumpty,
poem.
All the king horses and all the king men could put that egg back together again.
And where's the king's horses and the king's men? They ain't captivity too, right? That's what y'all said. Our priests, our kings, our prophets, and ain't none of them put it back together, did they?
Nope.
And there's one thing in that story they ain't tell you. They ain't tell you that the king couldn't put it back together again. Said the king's horses and the king's men. It ain't say the king couldn't put it back together. And that's what we waiting for. We waiting for the king to put it all back together. Because he said he's going to do it. He said the kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy could enter into the gates of Jerusalem. Now, that's an interesting verse because it's saying that the nations of the earth knew who we were. Not only did they know who we were, they knew our connection with our Creator and that He was our defense. So they're shocked. He said the kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world, all the inhabitants of the world, would not have believed, what? That the Most High created the universe, who chose Israel, let his guard down and allowed the adversaries to come into the gates of Jerusalem to where they are this very day, this very moment in time, in the gates of Jerusalem, the enemies there. This is for the sins of her prophet and the iniquities of her priests, who poured out in the midst of her the blood of the righteous. So, yeah, sometimes the righteous got to die because there's so much evil in the world. And the Most High preserves their soul. Just because the righteous die doesn't mean that Yah can't bring their soul back. But the wicked who sheds blood, what chances do they have of Yah bringing back their soul? The Most High says they wander. Who wanders? We're still wandering today, blind in the streets. We're famous for walking blind in the streets in every city and every town. In the captivity that we're living in. And doing this, they have defiled themselves with blood so that no one can touch their garments. And it's so bad that we attach that name to gangs we got, the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, and they Bloods still and the do. They kill each other, and they've defiled themselves with their blood of each other. They still kill one another, spill each other blood, okay? The men kill the women kill the men, the youth kill each other, they wear different colors, and so on and so forth. Get away! Get away! It's true.
Right. Don't touch us. Therefore they fled and wander among men, among the nations, said, they shall live with us no longer. So trust me, they watch the Bloods and the Crips and how we kill each other and this curses on us. They got designed for us. They don't want us to live with them. We're no more used to them. And they're stereotyping us because this is our reputation right here. The presence of Yah scattered them. He will regard them no more. Who scattered us?
The Most High. Not another nation. Stop blaming these other nations. You the cause of your own shortcomings.
He scattered us. And he said he will regard us no more. They don't respect the priests nor show favor to elders. Is that true? We don't even know who the priests are. How are we going to respect the priests? We don't even know who they are.
And
we can
show favor to the elders.
We can do that, but that's not the culture we live in. That's not the culture we live in. Our eyes failed us, watching vainly for help, which is what we do now. We're looking for help in all the wrong places.
Every four years, a people
without a vision, they in trouble. They gonna die. Our eyes fail us, watching vainly for help. 84 years, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, in our watchtowers we watched for a nation. What nation? We looking for America to save us? That could not save us. Their laws are designed to keep us under their. Under their authority, under their rule, under their foot. And they ain't never going to save us. They
tracked
our steps so that we cannot walk in our streets. Oh, yeah. Are we tracked right now? Your cell phone, your iPad, that TV you got is watching you. That computer you got is watching you. All that data, information they're collecting, they're tracking your stuff. And do we walk in our streets or do we walk in their streets?
Their
Can
streets.
We walk in our streets with free will? Or is the enemy in our gate? Our end drew near. Our days were numbered, for our end had come. So it's all over, Israel. You destroyed us as a nation, our priests. The Most High rejected us. He scattered us. He's saying our end had come. We're trying to put the pieces back together as if we could put Humpty Dumpty back together. Our pursuers, were swifter than the eagles of the sky. Yeah, they got jets, don't they? What man is faster than an eagle in the sky? I know not any, unless you got a machine that's faster than an eagle. And I think they do have that, don't they?
Yep.
They
they call them Apache helicopters.
Okay. So the prophet, he saw way into the future, didn't he? Because back then, they wasn't that fast, flying faster than eagles in the sky. That's not even possible, my man. Oh, yes, it is. They pursued us on the mountain. They lay in wait for us in the wilderness. Listen to this. The breath of our life. The breath of our life. The anointed king of Yah was captured in their trap. Of whom we said, under his shadow, we shall live amongst the nations. So the anointed king of Israel, they know he's going into captivity, but they still wanted his protection in captivity while we're amongst the nations. How crazy is that? So Zedekiah, he fell into their traps. Jehoiakim fell into their traps. Why? Because the Most High set that punishment specifically for them. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass to you. You shall become drunk and strip yourself bare. So in other words, the Most High is taking that cup that we've suffered, that we can identify ourselves as this is us. He's taking that out of our hands and giving it into the hand of our big brother, Esau, who's running around pretending that he's us. I'm going to just say that. The punishment of your iniquity, O daughter of Zion, is accomplished. Yes, we can see it, yeah. We in that time. We waking up, and you are exposing Edom for what he's done. And his corruption is the corruption of the nation, because we see all their corruption coming out, and they don't know what to do about it. Most High said he shall exile you no longer. Talking to Israel, we will no longer be in exile from our land. That's what we are. Israelite expatriates, exiled from our land. And Yah is going to bring us back. He shall punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will expose your sin. And he exposes it in a book. In the book of Obadiah, in Psalms 83. But the world don't know. The world is supporting him, defending him, as if he is the Most High's chosen people. But the day is coming when that will be exposed. Praise Yah.
Praise the Most High. And then these brothers and sisters think Bloomberg gonna do something to help them. Oh, okay.
Mike,
all right.
Mighty Mike.
Yeah, he gonna help us. Okay, don't hold your breath, as we said. Don't hold your breath.
He gonna give you a taste of what we got in New York, bro.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. He got something for you. It ain't what you're looking for. It's true. That being said, Brother Murray Cotchia, thank you, my brother and friend. Let us bring on Sister Ema Hadora from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm sure she has some perspectives. Sister Ema Hadora, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, Ema Hadora. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, brothers. May the Most High bless you both as well, giving all praise to our righteous Holy One. But I say hallelujah, and I shout it all day long, all night long, hallelujah, for he is so worthy to be praised. And I'm just listening today and just marveling at how true this book is, just word for word, verbatim, you know, and I just want to say something real simple. I think the reason why we haven't learned our lesson is because we've caught between two worlds. We're caught between the new world, which is the new world, and we're caught between, we have been taught to turn our back on the old world, which is our history, you see. The new book teaches us to believe and speculate. The Torah and the Tanakh teaches us to obey and gives us wisdom, understanding. The old book tells us what to do in order to find favor, because I am Yahuwah, your God, Israel. These are my instructions to you, and to do what it takes to please me. You don't have to guess about it. I've laid everything out for you through my service, the prophets. I've had it written down for you so that you don't have to go anyplace else. As a matter of fact, I'm commanding you not to turn anyplace else, but to obey me. The notebook is telling us to walk, to forget about that. You know, listen to this new God that has come up in the midst of us. And I'm looking at all of the suffering that Yirmiyahu was able to witness, and it's the same suffering today. The more things change, the more they remain the same. And let's just let us know the Almighty says, I am Yah, and I change not. Can't nobody deliver us. Yirmiyahu is making it very clear. Can't nobody deliver us but Yah. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Truth be told.
No one can deliver us. And in order for us to be delivered, we've got to do what Yah told us to do. We are a set-apart people. And that's why we have received the wrath of our Creator, because we disobeyed Him. And Yirmiyahu was crying his heart out, as I cried my heart out, and I know others cried their heart out as well, and cry out to Yah, asking Yah to please forgive us. But you know what? The Almighty is waiting. He wants this nation. He wants this nation, our people who are scattered globally. He wants this nation to turn and ask Him to forgive us. We are not to walk to our own understanding. Brother Yonsu, you say it all the time. Our thinkers are broken.
It's
so
true.
Why are we trying to walk according to our understanding? And truth is right in front of us, because if we had the common sense to understand what we're seeing, we would have an eyes to see, we will know that regardless of what anyone, how intellectual they may be, how full of all the different philosophical views they've had, none of it has delivered us. The same people that's telling you all this garbage is in the same condition you're in.
Truth be told.
So how can you walk behind them and not return to the word of your God? Yah's word is not complicated. It really isn't. Only thing He requires us to do is obey. But in order to obey, you've got to study Yah. You've got to seek Him, search Him out. Daughters of Zion, our eyes run with water every day because of our babies. We're seeing the same devastation of our children today as Yirmiyahu witnessed the daughters of Zion running tears down their face back in the days of old. Every time you turn on the news, they got us on there crying, mothers screaming. Nobody can deliver us out of this mess, but yeah, there's no hand nobody can help us. Nobody. And it's verse 15, I love that verse because we got so many of that mindset today. They're so arrogant, so haughty. Oh, don't come near, I'm holier than thou. Brother, are you keeping the law, brother? I tell you what, you keeping the law. If you're not, you that this man's in the penitentiary. But the question is, who law you keeping? So we've got to humble again. The lessons are still the same. We've got to humble ourselves before our God. We've got to let go of this arrogancy and come to understand. Get off a fool's book, as you call it, Brother Young Soo. Get off of that page, Facebook, cussing each other out, talking about, and got the Creator's name all through their name. We're cussing each other out and pointing the finger at one another all day, doing exactly what Isaiah the 58th chapter tells us not to do. So I encourage you, brothers, to continue to carry this word forth, because we're in trouble. We're in deep trouble. And again, I want us to know there's no man more hopelessly enslaved than he who falsely believes he's free. That's why our brothers, so many of our brothers are in lockdown, wrongfully convicted, because 13th and 14th Amendment. This is not our land. We're not free here. We were sent here for chastisement. Only way we were to be free was that we return back to our God. And I love Brother Moray Katria, how you guys both, if you take this, the books and you break it down verse by verse, there's no reason today for our people not to understand. And as you go through this book, the same thing pops up over and over and over again. Disobedience, cry out to Yah, return back to Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, by humbling ourselves and return and to obey. All this other stuff we put in so much time and effort in, none of it is working. It hasn't worked because that's not what Yah has required of us. And again, to Israel and the listening audience, get your eyes off of man. Stop running around pumping these brothers up and sisters up, putting them on these high pedals. Oh, I got to go see what my rabbi say. Huh? I got to see what Pastor Pig has got to say.
Pastor Pig Feet? Okay.
Yeah. Pastor Klepto Dollar. Huh? Get your eyes off of men and return back to your God. Don't go to the new book. There's no reason for you to be in the new book at all. Your God, I'm your God, Israel. Speak in the Tanakh and the Torah. That's our book. The new book, your God doesn't speak anywhere. So why would you go to a book that has no instructions for you and turn your back on a book that tells you exactly what to do to get out of this mess?
Hey, yeah, because the Most High provided our book, the Council of Nicaea provided that book.
Absolutely. It's common sense. One book is Hebrew. Another book is Greek. What you going to Zeus for? Turn your back on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And as I said before, if we're astute all through the word of Yah, he's repetitive. I am Yahuwah, your God, Israel. I created you for my glory. There is no other beside me. I know not any. And yet, they tell you to go and run to a new something, something new. When Almighty told you to take out the old path, and there you will find rest with your soul. But keep up the good works, my brother. I love you guys. I love our people. I love y'all. And tell Sister Petty that I just love her. I love her spirit. Hallelujah. All praise. But I pray to y'all and I ask him to continue to watch us, to bring us forth. I ask y'all to bring this wickedness to an end down here. Our people are tired. And I'm speaking about our people that haven't had a chance to hear, haven't had a chance to come and know who they are. They're tired. And I'm asking y'all, please, mercy, y'all, mercy, mercy, mercy for us and for your people. You open the eyes, Father. Open the ears to hear, the eyes to see, the heart to receive. Pour out your spirit upon your people, dear y'all, and let them come back to you so that we can go home. Cleanse our land, Abba. Please. You said give you no rest until you make Jerusalem a praise in all the nation's mouth. And I'm asking you, Father, please, for our land's sake as well, please forgive us and let us go home. Thank you, brother, for allowing me to speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's our pleasure, Ima. That being said, listeners, you heard our lovely Ima, and please pray along with her. Don't expect for her to be doing everything you need to be doing. You need to be doing something for yourself, okay? You need to be repenting, turning to the Most High, and please take us back. Take me back. And take me home. I'm sick and tired of this. Ima can't do it for you. Got all voices together, okay? That being said, thank you again, Brother Moray Cottrell. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you. May your steps be directed and ordered. Lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. Stop playing. Stop lying to yourselves or each other. That is not solving your problems. As Ima Hadora said, that's the worst thing a man or woman can do, lie to themselves. Talking about they're going to be free. When? Who going to take you to freedom? I ain't going with you. The Most High had already laid it out. I don't need you to come up with no secondary plan. We have the command in chief. Follow the commands. Learn to be obedient and learn to be humble and lean not to your own understanding. That being said, I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. Stop breaking our hearts. Stop breaking your creator heart. Start doing what your creator commands you to do and follow his instructions, not the instructions of your contemporaries. That ain't going to work for you. It's going to continue to work on you. We love you. Shalom. Thank you again, Brother Moray Cottrell. Thank you again, Sister Ima Hadora. And thank you again, listeners, and all praises and thanks to the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom. Good night.